Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
The taxi conflict in Cape Town seems to have calmed a little bit. The situation on the disputed Paarl to Cape Town taxi route appears to have stabilised, and the Western Cape Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Thembisile Phathegile, yesterday indicating that things had remained calm since Monday. We thought we'd catch up with one of the taxi associations in conflict, and that's the Cape Amalgamated Taxi Association, CATA. Its Secretary General, Mandla Hermanus, joins me on the line now. Mandla, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
I'm presuming that you are still withholding your service, so no CATA taxi driver will be on the road today?
Yes, that's correct.
What are the outstanding issues, Mandla? What will it take for you and CODETA to find each other?
To be honest, at this point, I don't know what needs to happen for us to actually agree on something. There was interventions by Zwelinze Mavavi and Mr. Olomisa, and there are three proposals that had been suggested. All it takes is for us to agree at least on one of those and say this is how we think we should operate going forward. And then we can take that to the government and ask for the review or at least for a temporary lifting of the closure of the rents, to see if that agreement can work.
And what is the sticking point for CATA at least? I know you can't speak on behalf of CODETA. What about those three options that are under consideration right now will not satisfy CATA?
We've made two proposals and CODETA made one proposal. That's why we have now three options. And one of the proposals that we made was that the route in question, even though traditionally it has always been operated by CATA, we are prepared to say, let's share that route, CATA and CODETA, but we need to operate that route from Bekweni to Bellville. And the sticking point is that CODETA is adamant that that route must be operated from Paarl in town, from Paarl to Bellville. And the challenge for us is that when you do that, when you operate that route from Paarl to Bellville instead of Mbekweni, the township, then you are adding at least 20 rands to what the customer would normally pay to travel between these two places. Because now a person has to pay 10 rands to travel from Mbekweni, the township, to town in Paarl, and then pay another 25 rands from town to Bellville, which will mean you are adding 20 rands to whatever it would have cost a person to travel between these two places, and we do not agree with that.
When is your next meeting, Mandla? I imagine you are still meeting with the independent mediator, and I imagine representatives from both provincial and national governments still.
We've had meetings with that were facilitated by an independent mediator, and those meetings failed to bring us closer to an agreement. At the moment, we are only having informal meetings between the two organizations, with the hope that once we find each other, then we can approach government with a concrete proposal.
And then this
but
is
there's no meeting scheduled formally now the two parties.
Kids are going back to school. Primary school learners particularly will be going back at full capacity. People living in the affected communities are still struggling to gain access to public transport. What assurance, I suppose, can you give our listeners that at least from CATA's point of view, the guns will be laid down and that there will be no harm brought to any commuter who either needs to get to work or to get to school up until you and CODETA have finalized your agreement?
Yes, that's what we have agreed on. Also, when we had these meetings facilitated by Mr. Vav and Mr. Olomisa, that there will be no interference with whatever alternative arrangements people now are forced to make because of the unavailability of taxes. As a result, scholar transport is functioning, buses are running, and there has not been any incident.
It's good to hear. Malda, thank you very much and good luck with your continuing informal talks with CODETA. Malda Hermanus is the Secretary General of the Cape Amalgamated Taxi Association, better known as CATA, one of the two taxi associations in conflict over that very, very lucrative route, of course, of Palm Begueni to Balvo.